Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for today. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving done passed us by. Hallelujah. We had a good day. I know I had a good day. And whether you like it or not, you had a good day too, because you're here this morning. Hallelujah. Like I love when Minister 202 says, you're at the right place at the right time. And I believe I am, and I believe you are also. Hallelujah. And we've been talking a lot the last few weeks about being thankful and Thanksgiving. And today we're going to go upon that, because when you're a thankful heart and a thankful person, there's something that comes along with that, and it's gratitude. So we're with the help of Holy Spirit, and with you guys also, because I need your help too. I need Jesus, and I need you guys too. Hallelujah. And we're going to be talking about present tense gratitude, about having a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Because it's sometimes when you think about it, it's easy to thank a person. And we do it, I know it, do it a lot sometimes. I will say thank you to somebody, but I really don't mean it. You know, it's just like out of, it's just like going through the motions. Amen. It's like the right thing to do. But it's really not, it's not sincere. And it makes me think of the scripture when Jesus says, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. And we could do that a lot of times. Just with the thankfulness and saying thank you to people and stuff like that, but it's really not pure, genuine. But when your thankfulness and your thanksgiving is pure, there's gratitude involved in it. So that's the I believe Jesus and God. I mean, He wants us to be thankful. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible that says to give thanks at all time. You know. In your prayers, give thanks, but it's your thanksgiving is kind of meaningless if there's no gratitude to it. So it's like I said before, when you say thank you to somebody and stuff like that, it's kind of just like your voice, or it's just like an outward thing. But gratitude is something different. Like nobody says gratitude, or you know, you say thank you. The point I'm trying to make, gratitude is more like an action. There's more action to it. It's more like an outward appearance. You can tell when somebody is grateful or has gratitude. Amen. So right away, it's the point I'm trying to make, it's more easier to recognize somebody that has gratitude and is a grateful person than when somebody just says thank you to you. Amen. Amen. And with the help. And I'm gonna have the scripture to back me up on that, to so we could get in be on the same page or on one accord about being grateful and having gratitude. And let's go to Luke 17. And I really liked Minister O'Toole's. I believe a lot of people were here, but her Sunday school review was very good about how she spoke about when they come up here to worship and sing. And that's why I said that I need you guys also. And God, that's how Jesus wants us to be. It's like to usher in Holy Spirit and for everybody to get the fullness of it. We all have, God wants us to worship Him, to be thankful. And it's unbeknown to us sometimes that's the spiritual aspect to it. There's spirits out there that don't want you to be thankful. They don't want you to participate in worship. They want you to be thinking on a whole bunch of other things, your bills, your problems, areas where you might have fell short throughout during the week. But see, when you come in thankful and honoring God and you bring a Holy Spirit, just like how it says Jesus washes away our sins and cleanses our sins, Holy Spirit does that. So when you start come out here and the worship team is singing, you know, it says press, fight in the Bible. When you don't feel like worshiping or singing, this fight, be thankful. Just start thanking God. And it works. It's true. I know this week was like, because at my job, I'm going to get to Luke, but you know, I'm just trying to get us on one page. We got like every year we have an inspection at my job, like an audit, like everything. We handle like electronics. And whether you know it, this old electronics, you can't just throw them in the garbage. There's a lot of hazardous materials, radioactive materials, your computers, your TVs, and all types of stuff. So they have to come to my job and really check out, make sure we're dismantling this and sending this stuff to the proper places. You can't just dump this stuff in landfill. Saying that, it was a very stressful week and very long week, very many hours. But you know what? And the one morning, what was the day? It was real cold. Friday. Matter of fact, Friday, the day after day, it was very cold at 8:30 in the morning. And you know what I'm saying? And knowing it was going to be a long day, and one of them days, in my flesh, there was a lot not to be thankful for. But I was like, you know what? Let me try this. And I just started thanking God and blessing God, being thankful. I was thanking God like, man, my toes were frozen. Because we got to, even then, it's like, we can get away with it. But when these inspectors, we're supposed to wear steel-toed boots. And if you don't know, steel gets cold very fast. So if it's like 15 degrees out in the morning and you got steel-toed boots on, your toes are cold, all right? So I just started thanking God and blessing him. It was like thanking him. Thank you I had a job. Thank you that I could feel my toes are cold. You know what I mean? Thank you. You know what I mean? Thank you that I could feel my back is a little sore. That all, you know, everything is still working. And, you know, I don't know if it's a worship song or whatnot, but some of you might know it. Just popped in my head was a song that said, I could see clearly now the rain is gone. Remember this song? That just came into my head. It was like all my problems were gone, even though it was cold out there, it was a long day. It was like I could see all the obstacles in my way. It was like I was thanking God, blessing God, and he showed me, was like, listen, these are all the things that are going to come at you today to get your mind off of me, so watch for them. And these are the things that are going to keep your mind upon me. And it was just because I started thanking him. Amen. Amen. So that was just a testimony. Let you know, this one, you don't want to be thankful, even more to be thankful. And have some gratitude. And God's going to give you the right outlook on things. Amen. Not me, because like I said, my flesh, man, I was like, man, Scott, get back in your car and go home. Nobody else is working Friday. It's day after Thanksgiving. What are you doing here? You know? Know what I'm doing now? I'm going to bastard for Jesus. For everybody else that was murmuring, complaining, I was there to be the positive one. Amen. So that's why I was there. I was there to do the work of the Lord. We're at Luke, right? I hope you guys are there because I'm not there yet. But give me a minute. Luke 17. And we're talking about there was one grateful person, the leper that was cleansed. And then there were nine others. I believe these nine others that didn't come back, I believe they were thankful. You understand? I believe afterwards when they came across people, they had a lot of good things to say about Jesus. You know, so I don't think they were not thankful. What I think they lacked, though, was the gratitude. And when we leave here, since they didn't have the gratitude, they didn't receive everything. Amen. So we just don't want to be thankful. Amen. We want to be grateful. We want to have gratitude. And then we will be made whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 17. And we'll start at verse 11. And it reads, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he's even here, when you listen to disciples, when you read the Bible, going through Samaria was like kind of like going through the hood. You know, his disciples were like, Jesus, we don't want to go through. That's the bad side of town. Those people, they don't worship our God. You know, but Jesus saw the bigger picture. Amen. Where God could be glorified. And that's why when we have gratitude, Holy Spirit will help us see the bigger picture. And we're not going to be thankful. We'll have gratitude. And through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And we all know why the lepers were far off. They weren't even supposed to be close to the other people. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Amen. So he started thanking God. And verse 16 was a typo. Verse 16 is supposed to be a message text, but it's 19 is just the same thing. And fell down on his face and at his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's the same way. Well, a lot of times we're just like these other 9 people, whether we like to know it or not. And like in a Sunday school, what helps us to see that we're ungrateful people, because I'll keep it on myself, and I'm sure if you want to be honest, you'll realize too, we could be very ungrateful people. Very ungrateful. And you know how you find out when you're ungrateful? For the things that you're thankful for and that you appreciate if to, when they're not around no more. That's when you realize it. That's when you really realize it, when they're not there no more. Because you could say it no matter how many times or whatever. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I thank the Lord for this. But then sometimes when the things that there, when they're not around no more, that's when you really see where your ungratefulness is. Amen. And the things that stuck out to me here as you read through this scripture, see, he was giving thanks. And I believe these other 9 individuals too, I believe they were giving thanks also. People probably saw them and said, "Wow, I see you're healed now." And they probably told them about Jesus. "Oh, well, I'm thankful for this guy named Jesus. You know, he healed me and I'm a better person now." You know, but they didn't have the gratitude that came along with it. Because you see here now, it says, if you back up on verse 14, and it says, see, it wasn't just words. Verse 14, it says, "And when he saw them," okay, so it was, he saw them, okay, and he said unto them, "Go show yourself unto the priest," amen. So we see it, and he's saying showing, it's no words. And on verse 15, it says, and one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice and glorified God. Amen. So it wasn't just words. See, a lot of times thankfulness is just words. But like I said before, gratitude is an action. Amen. You could realize grateful people. And like Bishop did in the one Sunday school, the Bible study, he gave us a list of how thankful people are. But thankful people, you know them by, but I mean, grateful people, you see them by their actions. Amen. They're positive. Amen. They have a smile on their face. They give you words of encouragement. Amen. That's grateful people. Amen. And the thing is, and like it says in verse 19, Jesus saw when we're grateful, amen. Like I said, that Friday morning when it was cold, you know, I was still grateful that I had a job. I was healthy enough to get to work. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit quit. Now I'm made whole. Now I'm ready for the day. Now I'm prepared for the day. I'm not just thankful. I'm grateful. I have gratitude. Amen. And Holy Spirit will lift you up and get you through that day. Amen. Not just get you through the day. Amen. Get you through a positive day. Amen. Because I don't want to just get through the day. All right? We can just get through the day. Amen. But I want to have a positive day. I want to have a good day. All right? Hallelujah. And to have a good day is to be thankful and have gratitude. Amen. So we don't want to be like the 9 people. Amen. That we're just being thankful. We want to be made whole. Amen. And it's like what Minister O'Toole said in the review. When you worship, let's worship God. Amen. If you're grateful, you're gonna worship God. You're gonna have a praise to Him. Amen. We don't just want to be Christians. Amen. And it thinks about like sporting events, for instance. Amen. We could really get excited about sport events and shout for them. Amen. But we need to get the same attitude towards God. Amen. Because it's something about when there's a lot of people rooting and cheering. You know, it's something on the inward part that gets stirred up. Amen. And being Christians, when you have Jesus in your life, that's stirring up when you hear people worshiping and singing. That's Holy Spirit. Amen. So when we start worshiping God, thanking God, and we're grateful people, Holy Spirit will come in and lift us up and just let you loose. Amen. You're going to be a grateful person. You're going to be a thankful person. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. And Psalms 100 is basically it's a short chapter in the Bible, but Psalms 100 is it says thankfulness in it, but it's a psalm of praise to God. It's a song, but it's having gratitude. It's of a grateful heart. Amen. Everybody have it. We're at Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Amen. Amen. So this is almost how we can say is a blueprint, all right, of how we should be coming to church Sunday morning. And not just the church, how we should wake up in the morning. Amen. It almost thinks about the scripture that says, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, and a lot of times, not just a lot of days, I have to do that in the morning. As you get older in life, and sometimes, you know, you get, it says, much is given, much is required. Once the Lord gives us blessings, and like children, houses, wives, and stuff like that, it's a lot of responsibility. But they're gifts from God. Amen. So you got to wake up and say, this is the Lord, the day the Lord has made. Let me rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So the weight of the world doesn't start weighing you down. You start rejoicing to God and being thankful because, you know, like I said earlier, it's like the world sometimes wants to make us think of all your responsibilities could be too heavy and you can't handle them. Amen. But God, I can't think of the scripture. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen. So when you wake up and you think sometimes that maybe there's a lot of responsibility in your life and a lot of things that maybe seem like you can't handle on your own. And you know what? You can't. I can't handle them on my own. And that's why I come to church. Because with God, I can handle them. So you wake up in the morning and you think about maybe a lot of the bills that you have to pay and your responsibilities that you have to take care of, you know. But then you start thanking God for them. Because you know what? Sometimes you think these things, if they're not around no more, you know, you're going to miss them. You know? So even though sometimes you think, I'm grateful for these things, I'm thankful for these things, you know, sometimes when we in the flesh lean to our own understanding, and there's other spirits that want us to be a negative individual, will creep in and make you be ungrateful for these things. But you start being thankful to God. Amen. And God will show you the bigger picture. Amen. How if you look around the world, there's a shortage of men that are willing to step up and be responsible. You know? There's a shortage of that. All right? There's a shortage of men that want to raise a family, a God-fearing family. All right? And that's where Jesus comes in, all right? And like I said, I need Jesus. Like I said, I need your help in being a positive person and a God-fearing man. You know, when it's just like when I said when we go to them sporting events, like sometimes you go, if them big football teams or the baseball teams sometimes, if there's nobody in the stands cheering for them, you think they try as hard? But you know what? When we're worshiping God and we're praising God and we're from a thankful heart and we ain't just sitting back in our chairs when they're singing up here, singing and worshiping God, amen? When we get together and worship God and praise God and have a grateful heart like we should have, because there's certain places like we see, but sometimes we can't understand in our own finite minds. There's places where you can't even say Jesus or worship God. Amen. So trust me, I'm going to keep it on my mind. I'm going to be an ungrateful person. Because sometimes I really don't appreciate all this. But let me wake up and realize, you know what, when I need help, you know what I'm saying? Like that Friday morning, when I need help, when I think it's going to be a long day and Jesus is the only one that's going to get me through it, and I can't really praise and worship God, then I'm really going to miss him. Then I'm going to realize, like, Scott, you were an ungrateful person. You know, those days when you sat back in your chair and they were worshiping and praising God and being thankful to God and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, it wasn't in your heart. You thought maybe it was a little too much effort to go a little further. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And as we said in verse 3, it says, come before his presence with singing. Amen. And I do that in my heart. You start singing to God in your heart and in your mind, no matter what the situations are. Trust me, I could attest to it. It's something that builds up inside you no matter what's going on around you that makes you feel like you could get through this. You could conquer the fears you have, the insecurities you have. But you have to sing. You have to make noise. You have to call out unto Jesus. You know, we can't just sit back and be quiet. That's what the Psalms 100 is all about. It's not sitting back and being quiet. You know what? It's kind of being fed up about things that ain't going Jesus' way in the world. Amen? And it always makes me a song that I hear they sing on the radio. It's a guy, he's talking about, he's like praying to God. You probably hear. He's talking about all the problems and things that are going on in the world. And he's like, God, what are you going to do about it? And God said, I already did. I created you. All right, so we want to sit back and be quiet and look at our trials and tribulations and problems. You know what? God did something. He created us. Yes. All right? He created us to worship him. Yes. He created us to praise him. Yes. He created us to thank him. Yes. All right? Yes. He created us to thank him for them tough times, for them problem days. Because we have tough times, problem days, we wouldn't know what a good one is. You know, and to attest to that, look at these people with all the money in the movie stars. We're just like them. Because they, a lot of times, in their own, they don't have, like, the bad days because they're mind, you know, a nice house up on the hills and blahzy, blahzy. You know, so they forget what a bad day is. You know, so thank God for your bad days. Still honor him for your bad days. Amen. Like verse 3 says, know that he is Lord God. It is he that made us, not ourselves. We are his people. We are seed of his pastors. God don't want us to want to do bad things for us. You know, he wants us to be grateful people, honoring people, positive people, people with gratitude. Amen. Verse 4, it says, enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord. Amen. Thank him. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't just be thankful to him. Have gratitude for him. You know, because we could forget with the things that God has done for us. We could forget the trials and tribulations that God has gotten us through. Amen. You know, and become ungrateful people. And I'm going to go to a couple verses that show what ungrateful people are like. And when I read these, I kind of identified with them a little bit. And if you read, you might identify with them a little bit too. You know, and that's why when I came out here too, it's like, I said, I'm going to worship God. We're supposed to get our own private time in our quiet closet to pray and worship and praise God. But like I said, just like them guys that are on the field participating, when we get together and we make noise and we cry out to God and we're thanking God and thank you, corporate. When it's a corporate praise and thankfulness, you know what I mean? It's something the Holy Spirit is going to be riled up in us. Amen. And God will move. God will send revival. Amen. God will give us the strength to like we say, man up and do what we got to do. Amen. To raise our families right. Amen. And I'm going to go over verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. His mercy sure is everlasting. Right there is enough for me to be grateful. For his mercy, all right? Because I've been saved a little bit of time now, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of time to do wrong when you know it's wrong is sin. So no matter how small it is, when you're doing wrong, it's sin. And God is a very forgiving and loving and merciful God because he's been merciful for me for many things, you know what I mean? So even though in my bad days, hallelujah, for some of my attitude sometimes, just coming to church, Lord, have mercy, forgive me. Amen. All right, when we realize God is, and we can come into his house, all right? Amen. And you know he delivered you from something. You know he protected you.
Yes. Yes. Come on. Yes.
And you can't worship him and you can't thank him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
His mercy endures forever. I mean, read about the Old Testament. When them guys went in with the wrong attitude, they had to tie a rope to them. You know what? If that was the case, a lot of us be dragged out of here. There'd be somebody on Chancellor Avenue yanking us out of here with ropes. All right? And be like, you know, I tell Clemens, I'm going in, tie this rope around me. All right? If I ain't out in 45 minutes, just start pulling. Amen. Because we know we can come to church with the wrong attitude. Amen. And when you really think it's like, that's how you know it's a spiritual thing. For some, when you come here, you press it, you honor, you worship God. Sometimes the most negative thoughts come into your head. That's how you know it's real. It's a really spiritual thing. Amen. To try to get you off God. So God is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let's turn to I'm going to read a couple more scriptures, amen, about thankfulness and having gratitude. And then I want to touch on this too, about what ungratefulness is like, amen, because we don't know nothing about that, right? We're all a bunch of grateful, thankful, cheerful people all the time. Hallelujah. It's quiet in here now, right? All right. Hallelujah. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 4 through 7. I have it. I give you guys a minute to get there. We get there, say amen. Everybody have it? Amen. And Philippians 4. Verse 4 reads, God's word says, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let's read that again. Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah.